This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yassarna al-Quran, Part 2, Lesson 17. In this lesson, inshallah, they introduce us to certain letters that we might see. You might see them in the middle of the word, but you do not pronounce them. You do not read them. You completely ignore them. What's the rule? If they do not have any signs on them, then you do not read them. There's no fatha, there's no dhamma, there's no kasra, there's no sukoon on it. Then you ignore it and you do not read it. Example, line 1. Fad, fad, fad. So we see a fa, then technically we see it's joined to an alif. But that alif has absolutely no signs on it. There's no fatha, dhamma, kasra. There's no sukoon on it at all. So what we do? We join the fa directly with the dal. We ignore that alif in the middle. Fad, fad, fad. Just like the word after it. Fad, fad, fad. So they're trying to explain to us that the first fad and the second fad, they are pronounced the same, even though the first one has an alif in the middle. How do I know that I'm not supposed to pronounce this alif? Why don't I say fad? Because that alif does not have any signs on it, and thus we ignore it, inshallah. The next one, laf, 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 and then laf, the simpler way of writing it, laf, laf, laf. Fun, 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 fun. Wal, 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 wal. And it becomes simpler, insha'Allah, as we learn to read the Noble Quran. We will get accustomed to those words that we do not recite, pronounce certain letters in them. Let's continue line number 2. Bil, 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 and bil, bil, bil. Qan, 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 and qan, qan, qan. La, 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 and la, la, la. Remember the small alif on it? How long do we elongate it? 2 alifs. The duration of 2 seconds. Shay, 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 and shay, shay, shay. Line number 3. Da, 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 and da, da, da. G, 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 and g, g, g. Technically, the jim, it has a kasra, so it's g. And then there's a ya after it, which will prolong, elongate that kasra. So it becomes a g of 2 alif duration, 2 second duration. G, g, g. Ooh, 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 and ooh, ooh, ooh. So we have a wow there, but this wow is not being pronounced as a wow. Why? Because on top of the wow, it's got the sign of a hamza. The sign of a hamza. And the hamza with the fatha is a. The hamza with the kasra is e. The hamza with a dhamma is oo. And so here this would be oo. Oo, oo, oo. And oo, oo, and oo. Jameel. Riba, riba, riba. And riba, riba, riba. So in the first riba, we are not pronouncing that wow. The wow is there, but it's not pronounced at all. Line number 4. Ah, ah, ah. Excellent. Even though there's a wow, we don't pronounce the wow. Rather, the hamza on top of it is pronounced. Ah, ah, ah. And جميل. The next one. تو. And تو. أن. And أن. E. And E. Excellent. Now some practical examples. Line number 5. متى. When. متى. رزقاً. على. بلا. أبا. هدى. Line number 6. فادعوا لنا. فالآن. آوى. فانفجرت. Excellent. Line number 8. بالآخرتي. So there's a ba, and technically there's an alif after the ba. The alif after the ba is not pronounced. We're joining directly onto that lam. بالآخرتي. وجيء. Between 2 and 4 alifs, the elongation. وجيء. Excellent, mashallah. ييأسوا. لشيء. Line number 8. شيئا. تؤمنون. So there's a ta and then there's a wow, but we're not pronouncing that wow, rather the hamza on top of it. تؤمنون. بسؤالي. والفؤاد. جميل. Line number 9. يذرؤكم. مئة. براء. أولئك. We don't pronounce that wow. أولئك. Excellent. Line number 10. خلق الإنسان. So the khalaqa and then there's an alif. We do not pronounce that alif there. خلق الإنسان. Excellent. صلاة. أنزل أأنزل جميل. Line number 11. ذئتم. And so technically that ya and the alif in the middle are ignored. ذئتم. رغدا. ذو الفضل العظيم. Last line. تهوى الأنفس. يا قومي لما تؤذونني. Excellent, masha'Allah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Repeat the lesson. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder over the Noble Quran, or are there locks on their hearts? Remember, we are learning to read the Noble Quran, walhamdulillah, and that is on one aspect with regards to the rights of the Quran. Then there's also the matter of pondering and thinking over the Noble Quran. And this you can do even if you cannot recite. You can listen to the Noble Quran. You can read the translation. You can watch certain videos related to the explanation of the Noble Quran and ponder over the examples and the stories and the lessons mentioned in the Noble Quran. That is something we can all do. And Allah states, why don't they ponder? Are there locks on their hearts? The Noble Quran is there for us to read, for us to implement, for us to apply. It's not a book of magic or some mystery that we're unable to unlock. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, ponder over the Noble Quran, the stories in the Noble Quran, the lessons in the Noble Quran. Hayyakumullah. Meet you in lesson 18. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.